Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 12.
Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Viti Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Natyas Cha Nanratur Jaguhu Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Natyascha Nanratur Jaguhu Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Natyascha Nanratur Jaguhu. Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Vishaya Kapayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vithi Prabhu Bhadrani Gandharva Natyasa Nanyasu Prabhu Vishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Chakur Bhadrani Gandharva Satyasa Sanyasur Prabhu Vishayam Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Natyascha Nanratur
Ladies
Rishaya Kalpayam Chakru Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Bhadrani Gandharva Natyascha Nanratur Prabhu Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Nanratur Jaguhu Rishaya Kalpayam Chakrur Abhishekam Yatha Vidhi Jagur Bhadrani Gandharva Natyascha Nanratur Jaguhu
Rishayaha, the great sages, Kalpayam Chakruhu, executed. Abhishekam, the Abhishek ceremony, which is required during the installation of the deity. Yatha Vidhi, as directed in the authorized scriptures. Jagahu chanted Vedic mantras. Padrani, all good fortune. Gandharvaha, and the inhabitants of Gandharvaloka. Natyaha, the women who were professional dancers. Cha, also. Nanrutuhu, very nicely danced on the occasion. Chaguhu, and sang authorized songs prescribed in the Vedas. The great sages performed the bathing ceremony of the goddess of fortune as directed in the authorized scriptures. The Gandharvas chanted all auspicious Vedic mantras, and the professional women dancers very nicely danced and sang authorized songs prescribed in the Vedas. Megha mridanga panava murujanaka gomukhan vyanadayan shankha venu vinas tumala. Tumala. Nispanan. The clouds in personified form beat various types of drums known as mridangas, panavas, murajas, and anakas. They also blew conch shells and bugles known as gomukhas, and played flutes and stringed instruments. The sound, combined sound of these instruments was tumultuous. Tato vishishchur devim shriyam padma karam satim digibha purna kalashai sukta bhakyar vijayritaihi. Thereafter, the great elephants from all the directions carried big water jugs full of Ganges water and bathed the goddess of fortune to the accompaniment of Vedic mantras chanted by learned brahmanas. While thus being bathed, the goddess of fortune maintained her original style with a lotus flower in her hand, and she appeared very beautiful. The goddess of fortune is the most chaste, for she does not know anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is described in this verse as Shriyam, which means that she has six opulences: wealth, strength, influence, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. These opulences are received from the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi is addressed here as Devi, the goddess, because in Vaikuntha she supplies all opulences to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, who in this way enjoy natural life in the Vaikuntha planets. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with his consort, the goddess of fortune, who carries a lotus flower in her hand. Mother Lakshmi is described in this verse as Sati, the supremely chaste, because she never diverts her attention from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to anyone else. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta kamshana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kopitarubhyascha kripasindobhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In verse 12 we can notice Yathavidhi. They performed the Abhishek ceremony according to the rules and regulations. Vidhi means the rules. But Srila Prabhupada extends that in his word-for-word meanings and his translations, that not only did they perform the Abhishek Yathavidhi in accordance with the rules, but they sang authorized songs and chanted authorized Vedic mantras. Everything was yathavidhi. Everything was according to the rules and regulations. This is the method. The process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not whimsical or to be performed in accordance with one's whims or imaginations. Shruti Smriti Puranari Pancharatra Vidim Dana Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. If devotional service is performed without regard for the rules and regulations set down in the Shrutis and Puranas in the Pancharatra Vidhi, then even though it may be called bhakti, even though it may be called devotional service, Srila Rupa Goswami says it's just a disturbance. It's off course. It's off course. And there are so many different kinds of off course devotional service that can develop by imagination, by sentiment, by mental concoction. Au, bao, saki, beti, jat, gorsai. There are so many apasampradayas. Apasampradaya means something like a sampradaya, but it's not the real thing. Probably so-called sampradaya. They don't follow the rules and regulations. Or they follow some, but not others, according to whim. And they invent some idea about how to serve the Lord. That's not the way to do it. Yata vidhi. Even the worship of the demigods is, you can say it's worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Sarva Kalavidam Brahma, the Absolute is one, and everything, nothing is different from the Absolute Truth. So the worship of the demigods is also the worship of the Lord. Those who are worshipping Ganesh and Devi and Shiva and Suryadev, they're all really worshipping Krishna. And that's true. Krishna says, Tepi mam eva kantiya. Those who are worshipping me, worshipping the devas, shradhayandita, with sincerity, with faith, tepi mam eva kantiya. They're actually serving me. But yajanti avidhi purvakam, the wrong way. They're doing it in defiance or in deviation or divergence from the Shastra Vidhi. Avidhi Purvaka. Prabhupada gives the example. They may say, but they're sincere. But Prabhupada gives the example of Avidhi Purvakam, that when we see the spiritual master, we should touch his lotus feet. This is the custom. So if someone says, well, actually there's no difference between the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the lotus head of the spiritual master, so I'll touch my spiritual master on the head. Avidhi Purvakam. It's not the way you do it. It will not be appreciated. So worship of the demigods is also worship of Krishna, but Avidhi Purvakam. It's done in the wrong way. Similarly, there's so many different kinds of worship imagined. They worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Gauranga Nagari, as the supreme enjoyer. Or they worship Radha and Krishna by imagining that they themselves are participants in Radha Krishna's pastimes. And they imagine that they're, now I'm seeing Krishna and how Krishna's touching me. And so many things. But no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex, so that's too much. So this is Avidhi Purvakam. Even the basic rules and regulations they don't follow, but they jump into the advanced sentiments of what they imagine to be pure devotional service. Or they follow the four regulative principles, but then they also still they invent some method of devotional service. This is not accepted by Srila Rupa Goswami and the Acharyas. Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya Chitete Kuriyakya. One should follow the Shastras, the spiritual master, and the Acharyas. Then it's good. If we follow our own inventions or our own sentiments or our own concoctions, that's not very good. It's a science. When you're doing a scientific experiment or when you're doing some engineering in a chemical plant, you can't do it according to feel. Well, 3 parts more sodium chloride, 2 points. Well, no. You have to go by the book. Even sports goes by the book. You can't make up your own rules as you go along. So devotional service, real devotional service, is performed by the book. Tasmat shastra pramanam te karya karya vyavastita. Arjuna asked Krishna, what if one doesn't follow the book? He's sincere and he worships in his own way according to his heart. Where is he? And Krishna says, according to his faith, he's in the mode of goodness, he's in the mode of passion, he's in the mode of ignorance. It's not pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is performed on the transcendental platform. And devotional service or dharma or religious activity performed according to my heart, but not according to the direction of shastra, is performed in the modes of nature. And which modes of nature depends on the ones that you've picked up along the way. So there's religion in goodness, there's religion in passion, there's religion in ignorance. People are worshipping ghosts, people are doing weird sexual practices, and it's all divine. That's in the mode of ignorance. People are performing religious principles to get material advancement. That's in the mode of passion. Our people are worshipping different demigods and this and that in the mode of goodness. But this is not pure devotional service, or this is not the way. Tasmat shastra pramanam te karya karya vivastito. Gatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartam vyasi. Krishna says one has to follow the directions of shastra. Ya shastra vidhim utsrijya Vartate kama karata. Nasa siddhim avapnoti. Nasukam. Naparam gatim. If one abandons the directions of the Shastra, leaves aside the directions of the Shastra, leaves aside the rules and regulations of the Shastra, Shastra bid him, and acts kamakarata, according to one's own desires, one's own whims, nasa siddhim avapnoti, he doesn't attain perfection, nasukam, he doesn't even become happy, and naparam gatim, what to speak of going back home, back to Godhead. He doesn't make it. He doesn't become happy, he doesn't become perfect, he doesn't go back to Godhead. That means the opposite. He becomes unhappy, he becomes fallen, and he stays in this material world, mritu samsara gatam. Tasmat shastra vidhatam pramanam te. Therefore, one should follow the shastra, and one should know what to do and what not to do from shastra. Of course, the purpose of all the shastras is to become Krishna conscious. What is that? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam najatu chit. Sarvabiddhi nisheda syu etyor evaking kadaha. The essence of all the rules and regulations is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Otherwise, I'm performing so many rules and regulations. Where, you know, I dress up in my pujari duds, my priest outfit, and I, you know, everything's pukka, everything's impressive. But I'm not Krishna conscious, then shramevahi kevalam. It's all useless waste of time. The essence of all the rules and regulations is always to remember Krishna and never to forget Krishna. Sarvavidhi nisedasyu. All the rest of the rules and regulations are servants of these two principles. It doesn't mean that I only serve these two principles and I forget the servants. That will not be appreciated. Just like the Lord. The Lord is not served alone. He's served with his servants. So it's not just that, well, I'm always thinking of Krishna. The main thing is to love Krishna. Yeah, that's fine. What about the rules and regulations you promised to follow? No, the main thing is to love Krishna. That doesn't cut it. The main thing is to love Krishna, and if you're serious, then you'll follow the rules and regulations to bring about love for Krishna or to sustain love for Krishna. Not that I just paper over everything with the main thing is to love Krishna. It is the main thing, but if I'm serious about the main thing, then I have to follow the process. Otherwise, it becomes offensive. What is that? Disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. In one of the 10 offenses. The main thing is to chant Hare Krishna, but yes, but one has to follow the rules and regulations. One has to avoid the 10 offenses, among which disobeying the orders of the spiritual master, neglecting, minimizing the importance of the Vedic literature, or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. So these are offenses to be avoided if one is serious about devotional service. Then if one chants Hare Krishna, avoiding these offenses, following the rules and regulations, then sukham, param gatim, siddhim, everything. He becomes perfect, he becomes happy, he goes back to Godhead, his life is a success. That's what Prabhupada wanted of us. We can also note that Srila Prabhupada mentions authorized songs. The demigods sang authorized songs, not something that they heard at some kirtan carnival somewhere. not something that they heard when they went to Vrindavan and all the Brajbasis were singing it. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpala mataha. You may have a very nice song, very nice mantra, very catchy tune, very nice. Everybody may love it. But if it doesn't come in the Sampradaya system, if you didn't receive it in the line of your acharyas, then nishpala mata, it's useless. Beautiful, catchy, popular, and useless. Srila Prabhupada said that we should chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And authorized songs like those of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, these will help us. Other things will not. Any questions? Yes. Oh, best of the Bhrigus.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very interesting class, and I think I understood your points and examples. So, just in relation to this last point you were making, so aside from the songs that we receive from Srila Prabhupada, the mantras we receive from Srila Prabhupada, the tunes which he gave us, is everything else not bona fide?
No, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to clarify.
There may be mantras that Prabhupada didn't chant, but are received, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so many songs. So they're authorized songs, and there may be some song that Prabhupada didn't chant, but it's coming from that authorized source. So then that's authorized. Of course, one should also consider one's adhikar, because some of these songs are, as they say, above our pay grade, above our heads. Sometimes we see devotees are very eager to find the most, you know, rustic, relishable items for which we're aspiring one day to hope to be qualified. One time, I think Jamunadasi asked Srila Prabhupada what his favorite song was. And Prabhupada said, Hari Hari Bifale, that song. Which is not, you know, let me wander through the groves and, you know, braid Radharani's hair and all that stuff. You know, I'm stuck in this material world, wasting my life because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and I've neglected his gift of Krishna consciousness. That was his favorite song. So those who are expert at discerning what Srila Prabhupada considered important and what he considered less important can take that into account. When the reprint came up for the songbook, Prabhupada said that two songs could be added. Achyutananda Prabhu had given, actually sort of introduced so many of these songs with the Vaishnava songbook approved by Prabhupada. When it came for reprint, Prabhupada said we could add two songs. We should add two songs. The two songs that he wrote when he came to America. Markandeya Bhagavata Dharma, Preaching Krishna Consciousness in America. That and the other song. That these two could be introduced. And if one chants those two songs, you'll find the essence of the Krishna Consciousness movement is there.
What about tunes? Like sometimes
Prabhupada didn't say a whole lot about tunes. Except that these Bengali tunes, he said, were, now I'm paraphrasing, but like famous, you know, appreciated, like the way Beethoven is appreciated or Baroque music is appreciated. So this Bengali tune is very much appreciated. and it was appreciated by Srila Prabhupada. So we can take advantage of that. Other tunes, Prabhupada sometimes said in the tune of your own country, like that. But he especially appreciated these traditional tunes. Yeah, that's also there. This you can hear on one tape, Prabhupada is chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada says, this is the morning tune. So that's the morning tune. It's not really the tune to sing in the evening. So those who become expert can learn what is the morning tune, what are their different tunes for different times of day. But especially that much, that's the morning tune. Madhavisa Prabhu.
He sang Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. So my question is, why do people say Gadadhar?
Prabhupada had that same question. He told Bhavananda Prabhu, they say Gadadhar, but I say Gadadhar.
Right. Prabhupada, and every temple that you go to all over the world, they say Gadadhar. Now that's a Bengali way to pronounce it. But if you listen to the tape of Srila Prabhupada, the way he chants it is the Sananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. He doesn't chant it. Sri Advaita Gadadhar. So why do we tolerate it? Why do we let it go on? Why isn't the temple president say, you're mispronouncing? It's like if we're chanting, Hari Roma, Hari Roma. Roma, Roma, Hari Hari. If the people would say, it's not Roma, it's Rama. And the same way with Gadara, it's not Gadara. You know? So I feel that
the temple president will stop it.
Thank you very much. There are limits to what you can do, of course. In Orissa, it's Krishna.
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 Yeah.
Because that's how they pronounce the vocalic R. They pronounce it as Ru. So Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. And it's pretty hard to get the Spanish speakers away from Hare, because that's the way it is. As far as possible. There's another principle, which is that Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He's the personality of Godhead who knows the heart of the devotee. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Just like sometimes Prabhupada said that he hears devotees chanting Sri Guru Charana Padma. He said Guru means cow. It's not. Instead of Guru Charana, they're chanting Guru Charana. So Guru means cow. Prabhupada said, I'm not a cow. He says, but still I understand that the idea that they're chanting for me. But we should, as far as possible, try to get the pronunciation right. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. As far as the rules and the regulation, are these also applicable to, like nowadays we have a trendy of devotees on style,
we
doing bhajan, devotees now going outreach programs.
Mm.
And to appeal the crowds or the people, sometimes they might adjust, maybe musical or artistically, they change sometimes tunes, but even some of them, for example, they will go Radhe, Radhe, Radhe for like half an hour. And they make people dance.
Tune is one thing, but Radhe, Radhe, Radhe for half an hour is something else. Prabhupada simply didn't appreciate our chanting Radhe, Radhe, even for 2 minutes. He stopped the kirtan on that account, that they're chanting Radhe, Radhe. And he simply didn't. Not only didn't like it, didn't tolerate it. So if he didn't tolerate it, he didn't like it, on what authority do we do it? We're supposed to be acting on authority. You know, like a policeman, he acts on authority. He's got a badge, he's got a uniform, he's got a cop car, he's authorized. But he's not authorized to do anything. He can't go around beating people up. He's authorized to do the things he's authorized to do. Even sometimes they pin a badge on someone and say, you're a deputy, like in the old Western movies, you know, I deputize you. But it doesn't mean I deputize you to go out and do anything you want. You're deputized to do the authorized things. So we're all deputized, but we're deputized to do the things that the person who pinned the badge on us is expecting us to do, and not other things.
As far as the tune or the melodies can be adjusted
a
to the country.
A little adjustment may be there.
Like in Mexico, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You can think about it and see what associations it calls to mind. Some scope is there for adjusting the tune. But there's some letter, no, it's an article that was published in The Harmonist, which we later adapted and published in BTG, where the point is made that it's not the tune that we're spreading. It's not the tune that gives the substance to people. It's the pure holy name of Krishna. It's not a gimmick. It's not a something catchy, something inventive, some this, that. Sometimes when these things were going on, Prabhupada would say, another change, another change, another change. Stop all this nonsense. Just chant Hare Krishna. So it's, you know, we get very creative. That's our Western mentality. Very creative, very inventive. We come up with something newer and newer and newer. And then what do people become attracted to? The same old thing, which we're not doing because we came up with something inventive to attract people. So that fails because we're not the Rolling Stones, because we're not the Beatles, because we're not, you know, all the other things that we're trying to ape to get people on board. So our effort fails, and meanwhile people go looking for what it is that we abandoned. Stupid, no? So the best thing is the simple thing. And all right, you may chant a little different tune, you may do something little attractive, but the main thing we should understand is it doesn't work by our coming up with something more and more innovative, more and more attractive. It works by your purity. It works because you're delivering the real thing and because you're pure. Prabhupada one time gave directions for the kirtan on the street. He said they should have this many mridanga players and this many kartal players, and they should have a dancer out front, and they should have flags. And the most important thing is that every member of the kirtan party should be a pure devotee. So flags, kartals, mridangas, all of those things, and everyone should be a pure devotee, and then it'll spread like anything. Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, in light of what you've just said in the discussion, maybe you could help clarify the phrase No hard and fast rules.
No hard and fast rules. Yeah. In the Vedic literature, there are all these hard and fast rules. If you want to do a Vedic sacrifice, oh my goodness. You have to build an altar, as they say in the Bible, so many cubits by so many cubits. And you have to have this kind of Brahmin who makes this kind of bricks, and this kind of Brahmin who makes that kind of bricks, and they have to be arranged this way and that way. And you have to have the astrologers all come in and weigh in on what the auspicious muhurta is, the exact moment when you start your sacrifice. And you have to have Brahmins from this community and Brahmins from that community. And everything's got to be just so. Some scholars pulled together some Brahmins, and they actually did a Vedic sacrifice some few decades ago, and they wrote it up in a scholarly paper, and they said this is probably the last time that this sacrifice is going to be performed, because the sons of these Brahmins are going to IIT Kharagpur, and the sons of those Brahmins are at MIT, and yeah, it's all being lost. But if you want to do a Vedic sacrifice, time is important, the place is important, the people are important, the direction is important. All of these rules and regulations have to be exactly faultlessly followed. They have, what is it, 5 priests, one to chant this way, one to chant that way, one to chant this way, one to chant that way, and one to fire the retro rockets if the other guys do it wrong. If they're a little bit off meter, if they're a little bit off pronunciation, the whole sacrifice can go backwards. There's someone he chanted to get a son who would kill Indra, and instead he got a son who would be killed by Indra, like that. It'd be a little mess up in the pronunciation. So all the rules and regulations have to be explicitly followed, but not for kirtan. You can chant in Santa Monica Mall, you can chant on the beach, you can chant in the toilet room, you can chant in the temple, you can chant in America, you can chant in Fiji, you can chant wherever you want, anytime you want. You don't have to call in the astrologer and see if it's okay to chant, which direction you have to face when you're chanting. You don't have to do any of that. Just chant Hare Krishna. But it doesn't mean that it's just a free-for-all, and that there are no, that we didn't get any other instructions except just chant Hare Krishna. That was the main one, just chant Hare Krishna. But then, how to chant Hare Krishna? Avoid the 10 offenses. Initiated devotees chant at least 16 rounds a day. Chant attentively, so on. Follow the 4 regulative principles. These things are there. Otherwise it becomes nam aparad, and you don't get the benefit.
Thank you, Maharaj. This is kind of a discussion question.
You have to hold that mic. This is the rule and regulation. If you hold it close to your mouth, it works.
This is kind of a discussion question.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, like, sports, they have their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't make your own rules as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned how Krishna consciousness is like a science.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been thinking about this lately. Like, sports are a closed system,
mm-hmm.
but there's no, like, transcendental, eternal rules to basketball, you know? Like, since it's a closed system, like, there's no rules which, like, determine it, like, like, you can play the way the NBA plays, like, with a referee and...
That was my point. You can go out and hang out with your friends and, you know, do whatever you want, throw balls around and have a great time. But if you're doing competitive sports according to professional sports, that's what I meant. If you're doing professional sports, you can't just do free form, whatever I want. There you can't say, well, I'm going to take this drug because it helps me. My performance and this and that and the other thing, then the guys call you out and then throw you out of the league, right? So, yeah, when you hang out with your friends, you can do whatever you want, but you're not going to win any pennants or cups or anything like that. You're just going to be a batch of guys hanging out, throwing a ball around. So if you want to be a batch of guys chanting mantras and having a good time, you can do that. But if you want to go back to Godhead, you want to attain perfection, you want to please the spiritual master, you want to spread the Krishna consciousness movement in its real form, you want to aid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you have to follow the rules. Otherwise, you're out of the league.
So, could you say that, like, this is a closed system as well? Like,
yeah, it's not open. That we're just welcoming people to do anything and everything, and we call that Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, like.
Now we're not fanatics. That you, if you come to the temple and you're not wearing neck beads and you're not wearing tilak and you're not initiated, then we're open to everyone. But once you take up the process, that's the point. We invite everyone. Come, chant Hare Krishna. We don't care how. We don't care when. We don't care. Stand on your head and chant Hare Krishna is fine. But when you take up the process, when you become serious, the first thing is shraddha, to have some interest, some attraction. Then, next thing is to associate with the devotees. Come. Then the next thing is bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means following the rules and regulations for serious advancement under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. So in the beginning, anything, everything, you know, smoke what you want, drink what you want, just come, chant Hare Krishna. But once you're serious, and we let you know right away, this is a serious process. And if you want to get the result of this serious process, then it's not just anything goes. It's a system. And system by definition means closed. A system is a system. A system's not anything goes.
I guess like my second part is like with this idea of perfection, like you could play NBA basketball or like chess in like this closed system that you acknowledge the rules, like you can achieve perfection within that closed system, but it's only by the rules of that closed system. Like,
yeah, so Krishna has a closed system. It's universal. It's open for everyone. It's got plenty of room for everyone to play. But it's not anything goes. It's a liberal system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very, very accessible. But it's not do anything you want and call it Krishna Bhakti. It's not owl, bowel, sucky, becky, jatko, sai, guranga, nagari. It's not apra sampraday. It's not invention. It's not concoction. It's not add something, subtract something, change something. It's follow. It's follow. And it's not an ugly word, closed. Oh, no, we're not closed. We're open. But, no, we're not open to anything and everything. That you introduce some deviant idea of a free-for-all. And we have to say, well, yeah, we don't want to be closed. We do want to be closed. No, Mayavad. Sorry, doors are closed. No, Karmakanda. Sorry, doors are closed. No intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meeting. Sorry, we're closed. Rabindra Swarup Prabhu was telling me. He was driving through Philadelphia, and maybe it was the wrong part of Philadelphia. He was driving with some devotees, and there was a young lady who appeared on the street corner in the evening with a sort of a fur coat, which she proceeded to open and say, are you guys looking for a good time? He said, no, we're Hare Krishnas. So we're not open for anything and everything. We're Hare Krishnas, you know. We have some limits. No gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I guess my point is like you can become perfect in those things. And that's the system that we're working with.
Yeah. We have a clear goal. It's not any, the goal is, well, whatever you think it is, or to achieve your full potential, or to be what you really want to be. No, we have a clear goal to go back to Godhead and to serve Krishna. That's the goal. And we have books, we have rule books, and we have exemplars, and we have a process. So that's what we do. We follow this process according to the rule book to achieve that goal. If you want to do something else, there's lots of places you can go and do it. That's not what we do. If you want to realize your full potential, blah, 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 you know, there's 101 guys ready to take your money and show you how to do it. So go there. If you want to go back to Godhead, come here. If you want to achieve perfection of life, come here. If you want to realize your real identity as a spiritual living being and become detached from material entanglement, come here. And if you want to do that other thing, if you want Kaitava Dharma, there's lots of Kaitava Dharma stations all over Los Angeles, and you'll have no problem finding them. They're already looking for you.
Thank you.
Yes?
Who wrote the rules and regulations? Who set the rules and regulations?
Who set them? Krishna. Dharmam hishakshat bhagavat pranitam. The rules and regulations are made by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like the traffic laws. You know, there's lots of times when we might like to make our own traffic laws. Well, you know, 80 miles an hour seems pretty good for this road. Especially since I'm in a hurry and I've got things to do. But we can't make the law. The traffic law is made by the state government, and when the trooper pulls you over, you can't say, well, I was following my heart. He makes, you know, they make the law, not us.
How did we get access to that? How did we, like, I guess as regular folk, get access to that? Like,
oh, we distribute the rule book so that you don't have to be in the dark about it. We publish Bhagavad Gita as it is in English, Spanish, French, German, Italian, Chinese, Arabic, and about 60 other languages so that people can get a clear and direct understanding of how to follow the process of Krishna consciousness and be happy and attain perfection.
I guess what I'm asking is, how did it go from Krishna to paper?
How does it go from Krishna to the people?
To paper, to the actual book.
Could you speak a little more directly into your... Or just speak loud, shout, that works.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm really asking is, how did it go from Krishna to the book that you're holding?
Oh, it comes down in what's called parampara, or a succession. From Krishna to his disciple, from that disciple to his disciple, down, 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 down. It comes to someone called Vyasadeva. He writes it down in Bhagavad Gita and other books, and then it goes to his disciple, his disciple, his disciple. It comes to our founder, Acharya of this society, Srila Prabhupada, and then it keeps going down and down and down and down. That's how it works. Good question. Thank you. All right. Shall we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.